drop Pandora. Got your heart going, shit, this song called for. I see these bitches calling, I just hit ignore. Change my time for out of couture. Ain't got him, every block goes bottom. 120 in the go see my bitch shopping.
Shit. Oh man, I forgot some shit. Damn it. I'll make it work. Way to turn around here, I might consider it, but no. Also, there's like kind of this, what is it, 5-10 mile stretch? No, not like a 5 or 7 mile stretch here, where once you kind of commit to going this way, you've got to go this way for a while. Already running late because it's been a fucking hell of a morning, let me tell you. Fuck. My radio thing too, which I would have normally done this morning, but rough start this morning. Had trouble waking up. It's okay because I have a meeting at 11 a.m. and that's the sort of thing where that's early enough in the day that it's hard to get anything meaningful done before that, so stayed home a little longer, read some emails, deleted most of them, all of them, deleted all my email.
technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155.
Leave your email on my voicemail is what that guy just said. Like, let's just give out an email address.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Bully Ray, a little man for man taking us back from break. And when you look at these NXT call-ups, could we get some one-hit wonders from some of these call-ups like Man for Man? I'm actually very excited by what we saw on Raw and SmackDown the last two nights, Bully.
What did you think about the Authors of Pain?
I liked it. I love Paul Ellering. Unfortunately, Paul Ellering, I guess, doesn't want the schedule of being out on the road, so he's gone from the Authors of Pain. And it's going to be interesting to see what Authors of Pain do without Paul Ellering, because that was part of the dynamic that I loved about that tag team.
Totally agree. How did you feel about their physicality in the ring?
I loved it. Yeah, I do.
I think there's a tremendous upside. One of the things that I've noticed about them in the ring is they haven't polished up as much as I thought they should have by now. When I watched them the other night on Raw, I saw a tiny bit of clumsiness. I just hope those guys can really get on the same page with their movement and the way they flow together, because they obviously look awesome standing next to each other. They're young, they're big, so much upside. They just need to be in there with a quality team that can help polish them up.
See, and I like what you're saying with Authors of Pain, that maybe in-ring they need a little bit of a polish up. Ember Moon is somebody that I think is fantastic in the ring, but maybe needs a little polishing with her character. So completely the opposite of Authors of Pain, but Ember Moon's somebody else I'm excited about seeing on Raw.
Well, we really didn't see any character from her. We saw an entrance and a brief match.
No, but
is her character in NXT?
But that's the thing. I don't know if we really had a good defined character with Ember Moon when it came to NXT. So, a lot of people expected her to be called up. And I thought we'd maybe get a little bit longer in NXT just to really get that character down, because I really don't know what her defined character is right now.
I do agree with that. I think that she's another one of those NXT talents that could have benefited from hanging around NXT for a while longer.
I agree with that. And of course, even though he wasn't a part of NXT, a big surprise return was Bobby Lashley. And I think Bobby Lashley is going to make major waves when it comes to either Raw or SmackDown when they have the Superstar Shakeup next week.
That time away from WWE has done Bobby Lashley a world of good. He matured. I saw him in TNA. His work has gotten better. I think now that he's back into the system, obviously the guy looks phenomenal. Phenomenal athlete. There's not much Bobby can't do. I think they're going to tap into him a lot better. And I think the match that people are going to want to see is Bobby versus Brock. Hopefully it happens maybe by SummerSlam. Who knows? Maybe Bobby versus Braun. So let me throw this at you, Dave. If you had to have a match tomorrow, who would you rather see, Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar or Bobby Lashley versus Braun Strowman?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Neither.
That's really good, because I have to look at the fact of, like, how strong are you going to make Bobby Lashley? Because I wouldn't want to have a feud with Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman, where Bobby Lashley goes over Braun. Where does that mean Braun Strowman?
Can we stop looking so deep into this?
But that's what I'm going to do. You ask me a question, I'm going to look deep.
Do you like
come on.
Do you like the blonde or do you like the brunette? Would you rather see this match or that match? Just pick one, you indecisive biatch.
The match I would rather see by far is Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley.
I agree with you. That's the one I want also. Cool.
God forbid I give you some reasons why I want to pick one over the other.
But you're going so deep into it. I'm like, what match would you rather see? Would you rather have this or that? And you're like, well, you know, because of this, and I don't want this to happen, blah, 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 something.
Times like this are when I wish that that was not a replay of that show from earlier in the day. Because there is some small part of me that wants to call in and go, how could you possibly be talking about people wanting to watch Bobby Lashley? There's like upside. Like, Bobby Lashley's going to open his mouth and you're going to be like, oh, right, he doesn't talk well. He's not a convincing character. Classes thing is something I'm surprised that they don't spend more time on. That was something, so when we interviewed Roman Reigns some time ago now, when he was out injured, there was talk around then that he was working on that aspect, that there was like, you know, like acting classes and all this other stuff, and you're like, oh great, man, like, because if that dude can put it all together, he could be the biggest guy going. That was my feeling then. It's like, oh, you know, Roman Reigns, he's a nice guy. Really enjoy talking to him. And yeah, you know, there's some aspects of his performance that need some work. And so I thought, like, oh, you know, he'll definitely, like, you know, he's out. He probably can't work out as much. So perfect time to really work on talking, you know, playing the role, being the character, delivering promos with authority, just getting in the ring and being a believable person. And then he got back out there, and it was just like, not there, you know? It was just like, well, what, if he was taking classes, I wouldn't want to see what it'd like if he didn't take them, I guess, because, like, it's just, but, you know, at the same time, like, it doesn't seem like something they prioritize enough, because people that have been there for decades, you know, like Randy Orton, oftentimes, the words come out of his mouth in a way that, like, no human would say them. The words come out of his mouth like he is in a stage play turned to an audience saying the words in a very stilted, mechanical way, which wrestling is always going to have a little bit of that, because, you know, it's not too far from what it really is, but he's just, he doesn't come across as believable most of the time when he's out there talking. You get him backstage in an interview or something like that, like, that's a little, you know, that's better, but it's just not, it's not right, it's not human, and I think that's, I was involved in professional wrestling in a management capacity or some kind of role like that, that would be the thing I would harp on. Be like, fucking run these lines until they sound like you fucking mean it. acting coaches that are on the road. So when those promos get recorded or, you know, backstage, whatever's, like, hey, make sure they're fucking tight. Make sure they're fucking sensible. Because that is, like, getting the character across is, like, 50% of the thing. The physicality is the other 50, right? I mean, it's if you can wrestle your ass off but can't fucking talk, then, you know, or you know, you can't convey a character, it's limiting. So I don't get it. I don't get why, even if the company doesn't put a priority on that, I don't understand why more wrestlers don't just fucking do that on their own and just be like, hey, this is, you know, if I get better at this, this is going to be make me more marketable. I'm going to make more money in the long run if I get this stuff down. Because I'll connect with the audience better. I'll be able to play this role better. Fucking killer job recently was Samoa Joe. He came out on, I think it was, that was Monday, right? He came out and was just very on point with that stuff. Like, the material, not always perfect. You know, the reasons for it, I think they fucked up a lot about how they announced what match was happening when and all this other stuff. So, like, the reason for a Samoa Joe Roman Reigns match feels a little muddy, but he came out there and he delivered what he had with a menace, with a believable menace. And that makes you want to see that match, even though that match has happened, right? You know, like that's not... got it there, said his piece, and fucking and walked out. And you're like, yeah, that's okay, sold. I want to see that. I want to see Samoa Joe do damn near anything, honestly, at this point. Because I'm confident that he can make it good. That's the whole point of this, is like, the talking is supposed to be the thing that sells the tickets. The talking is the stuff that you're like, I need to see this. I want to see this fight happen. And if they get out there and just fucking, like, stumble their way through all the lines, and you're like, ah, oh, these guys seem like they poorly memorized a script and cannot deliver it well, and you're like, well, at least these guys can wrestle. I guess the match will probably be fine. You know, like, that's not... It's still the thing after all these years that still kind of, like, blows me away the most about wrestling is how they don't focus on that. You know, maybe some people that'll never get good at it, right? I mean, some, you know, not everyone can do it. But, like, most of the people that make it to that level, like the WWE level, this like, hey, this is the company. It's a big one. That make it up there, like, they've got that charisma to a certain extent, right? I mean, they've got the larger than life, you know, like all that sort of stuff, because they wouldn't have gotten there if they couldn't do it, if someone didn't see it in them to rise to that level, right? And yeah, your guys who aren't great at talking, like, that was what the, that's what managers are for. But at the same time, like, I get why most people don't have managers. Because people should be able to talk at this point. Like, we're past that. If you're a guy who can't talk and you're in the WWE, like, you had better be an incredibly special attraction that makes it so your character, or you know, or your character works without talking. Whether that's like a George the Animal Steel grunting, well, whatever, you know, he got his character across with no fucking problems. Like, Brock Lesnar's terrible. I really don't get why people still want to see him in matches. Because his matches have gotten really boring. And he can't talk. And also, every pitch for every match out of Paul Heyman has been the same thing. Going back to Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman, and, you know, the last time Roman Reigns was up there fighting him, you know, like, it's the same pitch out of Paul Heyman. It's the same, like, it turned from, you know, Brock Lesnar doesn't respect anyone, to, like, them kind of putting the opponent over in a really awkward way of just like, oh, he definitely respects Samoa Joe. Like, he's a tough guy. I mean, Brock Lesnar's still going to beat him, but this guy's very tough. And it's like, just this weird, stilted thing. It's boring stuff on that end. Like, that stuff could be so much better. It's not like the storylines need to be super elaborate, you know? You can have, like, basic, you know, basic stuff. Like, hey, I'm fighting you because I want this belt. Like, whatever. Like, the classics, right? But as long as you can talk like, convincingly in the lead-up to the match, like, that still works. Yeah. Brock Lesnar's lame. Yeah, think about how cool it must be to be Braun Strowman right now. Right? I mean, even if you don't really like what they're doing with his character in terms of like making him like a friendlier giant monster, like, he's doing it, and he's doing it like effectively in a way that doesn't like kill his character, that doesn't make him seem weak, and all this other stuff. Like, they've revealed another thing that he is capable of. Like, here's another thing that Braun Strowman has to offer as a performer. Like, here's another angle on his whole thing, and he's good enough to make that work too. I never would have thought that. I never would have guessed that dude, from when he first came in and was just like the dumb monster guy that just didn't, I don't know. Like, for a while there, when they first both got going, it was just like, you know, like, Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin kind of just seem like slightly different takes on the exact same thing, and they're both kind of boring and whatever. And I feel like Baron Corbin has borne that out, where you're like, all right, that dude, like, needs something else. And meanwhile, like, Braun Strowman is just like able to do so much. It's impressive. I don't know. Will they make him the Cena type that kids love? Fucking, I don't know. Maybe. Right? I mean, if you think about it, like, the big monster character that the kids still love, like, that's, what is that? I mean, you know, that Andre the Giant was that at times. George the Animal Steel, you know, maybe not a giant, but, like, you know, the beloved weirdo guy that can still fuck shit up, but is still kind of a goofball that the kids can get into. That's well, you know, that's fairly well-worn territory. So, yeah, I don't know. Does Braun Strowman someday become, like, the guy or something? And he's, you know, doing Make-A-Wish stuff and you know, like, filling, like, parts of a Cena-like role? Like, I don't know. I bet he could do it. Because at that point, with what they've done with him, like, I believe that dude could do damn near anything and make it work. Better than anything Big Show's ever done. Yeah, I like Big Show. I always did. Like, not necessarily, like, the best matches in the world, and I think that, like, some of the material he's been given has not been great, and he has not done great with it every time, also, but I think the reason I like him is because he seems genuinely funny. Like, as a person, you know, you see him get interviewed, like, what, he was on, like, Conan a lot, right? And you're like, oh, like, that dude's just got a good sense of humor. He seems like a good dude. Remember the angle? I think it was a WCW thing. Remember here's the giant. He loves smoking. Like, that was the whole thing. Just, like, mid-match, he's going to start smoking a cigarette. You're like, what the fuck is that? They need to revive that angle, but now he's just vaping. I guess, I mean, I'm sure pictures exist. I'm sure, like, at some point in NXT or wherever. I guess I would be curious to see what a Braun Strowman looks like cleaned up. And how that would work. But yeah, Braun Strowman's amazing. Like, just a fucking, I never would have expected it from, like, here's the bigger dude that's one of the Wyatts. I mean, shit, now I'm wondering, like, you know, like, are they gonna ever, will they finally be able to make good on Bray Wyatt now? Now that they've got another fucking goofball for him to bounce off of and tag with and all that sort of stuff, like, that he doesn't have to be a leader of a faction with other silent dudes who aren't that interesting, or, you know, the characters are not that interesting. Luke Harper seems like a dude that could definitely fucking do some shit, given the right opportunity. I think this Bludgeon Brothers stuff they're doing now is really kind of one-dimensional. Like, it's fine. It's just like, check us out, we got these hammers. Alright, sure. You know? They didn't fuck up Bray Wyatt by giving him supernatural powers, like you're saying. The thing they fucked up is they gave him supernatural powers, but, like, no one else really had them. Or no one else, like, was able to just sell that the right way and all that sort of stuff. It's why I think, like, the Matt Hardy stuff, I think, actually will do wonders, or already has done wonders for Bray Wyatt by having, like, a foil, like, yeah, someone to bounce that shit off of that, like, can take it appropriately and just make it kind of ridiculous. Like, Bray Wyatt, supernatural powers, and, oh, we need to, like, sell this like it's serious. Like, no, that's just dumb. Like, come on. You know, only The Undertaker can get away with that stuff, and I'd argue that even that stuff is dumb and kind of always has been. Like, fucking... I mean, shit, man, they just did it. Like, having The Undertaker appear and then, the fucking badly drawn on and, lightning effect with, lightning struck the ring and then The Undertaker's clothes appeared and then they disappeared. And they had this lightning, and the lightning sound effect was, it was like something out of that fucking, that Marines commercial on the chessboard. Like, it was just stock sound effect lightning strike. Like, the most generic fucking shit. And the on-screen graphics, like, you know, all the shitty, like, AR-looking CG stuff they did during WrestleMania looked bad, but it was bad in a way that I can appreciate, except for that lightning that looked like it was straight out of fucking 1988. Like, that just looked like fucking, shit, man, RoboCop's here, Capital Combat is on. Like, it just looked fucking bad. Like, the fucking CG stuff, like, the fucking frame rate on all that shit looked terrible. Like, the Asuka entrance, and they had all the masks floating, and it's just like, God, this is... I hope someone is embarrassed by this later. And then they got to the pancakes bit, and there were, you know, virtual pancakes hanging above the ramp. And that's when I was like, actually, this is really good. Actually, this low frame rate fucking pancake thing is everything I deserve as a wrestling fan. That lane is not a lane. Shut up. Ugh.
toy and entertainment. Yo, y'all brothers like to stress them chicks, impress them chicks, spend money to dress them chicks. I sex them chicks and send them home. Cody on is known to be stoned. When I bone, I'm rubbing up in case that shit full blown. The other man around me, ATM. Pocket crazy slim, jumped out the grave him. Went to the ATM, took the bow out. Then later on, I had a wild out in the club.
You produce what I produce on the other side.
Yeah.
You write for people.
Yes, I do.
What's that acting?
It's funny. I always think about this too, because my brother, my brother partner in crime, my rap group, Strong and Steady, so the acting.
Yes.
He would always tell me, coming up, before I even thought about acting serious, he would always say, "Man, you should act, man. You know, you gonna act one day. I know you gonna act one day." So he.
Some got hopes and dreams, we got ways and means. The supreme dream team always up with the scheme. From hubcap to celebrate, name the theme. Mirage to the top.
Oh man.
On the screen, who the hell wanna stop me? I hated those who got me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar, dating top divas. Diplomat immunities, no time for a visa. It just begun. I'ma shoot them one by one. Got 5 sides to me, something like a pentagon. Strike with the forces of King Solomon. Letting bygone be bygone and so on and so on. How to live in the ghetto, keeping it retro, expected from the giggle, halo, let my mind shine like a halo, a politic with ghetto senators on the needle.
In that lane so I can go where you're not. Y'all. All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Speed dial chicken if you're out. I'm out. We wild living without a doubt.
With all the birthday wishes you piled upon him on Facebook, Stan Ridgway, not too long ago.
What? All right. I'm here. I'm going to go. Have a good, get a good wiggle in today for me.